Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. Yeah. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bud. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
Music from our guest tonight, Just Will, Wet Wet Wednesday. It's about to go splash. Grown and sexy R&B.
I know it's early in the morning, but your body's got me yearning. I can tell by the way that you want it. So baby girl, sit off that fronting, yeah. Sit back and shorty, ease your mind as I take you on a ride. Well, I can tell you a natural high. You can tell that I know to hit it right. So what would you do if I were a star from your ankle? Creep up to them thighs, to the point that you wanna let go. For me, I'm gonna give it up. Just like Raheem, I'm gonna wanna serve you up. Tonight, yeah, yeah. I cannot wait to get inside. I cannot wait to do all the things that lovers do. I cannot wait. I wanna go up now tonight. Tonight, wanna go up, and around we go.
Play a game, let's see who can be who to the next room.
Ooh, I see you dripping wet, I see you drip off your breast. Think to yourself, no way upstairs.
Now I got plans to put my hands in places just to see what your face looks making. I heard you up for the taking. Have you ever been with a Jamaican? In the back of the room is where I take you. Fancy little biscuit, the basics.
I cannot wait to get inside. I cannot wait to do all the things that lovers do. I cannot wait. I wanna go up down tonight. I wanna go up down tonight. Wanna go up.
Monsters Radio Live. Wet Wet Wednesday, you know how we do it. It's the sexy music. sexy adult conversation. It's just me, DJ Emos, and I'm on Star. Looks like we got Miss Unbelievable. Dun, 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 dun. Looks like she's in the house tonight. What's good, Mama? Hello.
Hello. Give me a minute there, Paul. Hold on. That was some sexy music right there. Give me a minute. Give me a minute, y'all. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give you a minute to get it together.
Man, you know, that's that check your drawers type of music. Like, wait, are they still on? Wait, oh, they are. Okay, whew. All right. I'm good.
Oh,
I'm good right now. I'm back. Whew, Wusa. But, oh, is that who we are interviewing tonight? Oh, my. Yes.
Yeah.
That will be on that rotation track, you know, if you try to make a baby. Yeah, that's that. Woo. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how you feel about
I'm
that?
I'm back, I promise you.
Jeff Will. Hello. You there, bro?
What's up?
What's up, man?
What's up? How y'all doing? I just got home. We're good. How y'all doing?
That song is what's good. Just Will, that song is what's good. Yes. Made me have to, you know, take a minute, take it in, bring myself back because I'm on the radio. I'm just saying that was unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, that's my whole goal, is to make music for people to go home to with their significant other and their ways, explore their fantasies and such. So as long as it's doing this job, then I know that I'm making good music then.
You know,
right.
That type of song okay. Right there, it does. And it's almost like that one time where you don't need your significant other. You could just imagine him there and you'll be good. Like, yeah. Uh-huh.
Hey, I mean, whatever.
I'm just saying.
Whatever happens, you know, whatever, you know, imagine, fantasies, you know, that's, you know what I'm saying?
It works.
I don't know, like I said, I make good music because I grew up to good music, you know, listening not to just the new music, but like oldies, Al Green, like he may put you in the mood, Marvin Gaye. Michael Jackson, he even had like whatchamacallit, you go Ray Charles, you know. So I appreciate all that. Keith Sweat, Drew Hill, R. Kelly, even, you know, the situation he's going through right now, I still listen to his music.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, you're talking about the era of when they was making love on track. You dig? I'm not saying people ain't doing it today, but let's keep it real. Most of the R&B songs right now that's popping, it's talking about some, I'm pulling up, you with your man, and I'm finna steal you. They talking about some, why your girl over there looking at me, you know, while I'm with my girlfriend. Some old super duper playlistic type stuff, but it's not back like it used
true,
to be.
True.
You dig, like the music you're bringing back to the game of actually making love on the track.
Oh, yeah.
To whomever.
Yeah, I mean.
Did it?
I definitely dig it. I mean, you're right. I mean, a lot of it's getting my way. It's this. It's about me. But a lot of music, they don't give it to the ladies no more. They don't make the ladies feel beautiful, you know, and that's what's missing,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that's why I came out with the track Can't Wait, because Can't Wait is pretty much like, you can come off a long night of working overnight. You come home and your girl's sitting there wearing your, you know, favorite booty shorts that she's got on, or favorite sundress that she likes to sleep in because it feels breezy. And then he, you know, he's just saying, mm-hmm. how you doing? Let me make you feel nice. Cause you look nice. You smell nice.
I agree.
Right.
Song really made me, you know, that song made me feel like, you know, you was really singing to us, like, a lot of songs now don't make us feel like they're singing to us. They're making it seem like they're singing about us, but not to us. And so that song was like, oh, is he talking about me? Oh, my God. Okay. It makes you get up and want to do something for your boo. You know, it makes you be like, oh, let me make sure he good when he come home, because you playing that music. And then, you know, when he come in the house, he know what time it is. Like, oh, shoot. Dinner cooked, clothes up, you know, everything just good, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, exactly. And man, like I said, that's my major goal, not only with the song, but with the project and everything. And right now I'm actually working on the script for the video. Can't wait. Due to drop sometime in September. So make sure you guys, I keep y'all in the loop to look out for it.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Okay. Well, all right, let's go ahead and let's just go ahead and start jumping into the interview. You know, one of the things we try to do here is, you know, we help the listeners connect with the artist. Once people get to feel they know you a little bit better, you know, they're more accepting to you, a little more eager to come out and talk to you, meet you in person, things like that. So one of the things we do right off the bat is we do what we call a Monstrous Radio Weather Report. We used to have a weatherman, for real, we did. We used to pay him in canned goods and food stamps, but now he think he too good to take them. When we catch him, we going to bust his ass. But won't you help us out, bruh? Tell the people right now that's listening, let them know where you at right now in the world and what's the temperature like.
Oh, no problem. Right now I'm sitting in the Bahamas complex. I wish. But right now, I am currently in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The weather right now is, I mean, it's sitting in a nice breezy 80 degrees. You know, if your power goes out, you know, put some candles up. If you need some music, go ahead, pump that. Can't wait.
Right.
It's a nice chill weather.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah. I said, yeah, and Racer to the Next Room. I heard that in the song. Every time I just play Racer to the Next Room, I'm like, okay.
Woo! Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Okay.
Try that, bro.
We go.
Okay.
Yeah. That's going to be done. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That whole song's going to have to be done. Oh, yeah. I'm there. Now, seriously. I ain't trying to be funny because, you know, I like songs and I usually don't get into songs, but that one right there. Man, that's doing something to me tonight, like, for real. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I mean, put it on repeat. You know, it deserves repeat, you know? So
yes.
When the project drops, repeat it.
What's your project? Like, who was your muse for that song? Like, when you made that song, who was your muse? Like, who was you thinking of when you made that song?
Oh, man. Look, she wants to know. Everyone wants to know, like,
Just put it out there.
Well, I was actually made by my wife right at the beginning when we were first started dating. I was working at Home Depot overnight as a stocking. I just got home 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm tired. You know, my back was hurting. The crib was clean, though, you know, and then I walked in and she had on these nice little booty shorts. I'm like, oh, I ain't too tired, you know. Maybe she'll wake up. And she did, you know. So I wrote the song just based off that. All my music is based off, like, you know, personal experience, you know, either what I'm going through. Might be a fantasy that I'm thinking about at that time. You know, but I make it relatable so people can feel that energy that I was going through and feeling. It got real quiet.
I was trying to see if she had some more questions because you know what I mean, she just jumped in the middle of there. I'm gonna have to start putting my car on mute a little bit because, you know, we kind of roll things in a rotation. She just jumped out and look, what's up with that? But, you know, hey,
that was just a question. I just had to know, but, you know, I understand how it go. But, man, that was just, just had to know that question. It's my bad.
Yeah. Right.
I'll be quiet. I'll ask next time. I'll be quiet.
No, you got some more. You know what I mean? You might as well jump it out there. I mean, it's Wet Wednesday. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure he enjoyed talking to you a little more than me. But you know what I mean? Go ahead and get some questions out. You know, before I get to some more heat. I'm just saying.
Okay. So how does your girl, your wife, appreciate your music and that she's your muse?
She smiles, you know. My family's my biggest fan, my biggest supporters, because they're what drives me to keep pushing myself. You know, at one point I actually gave up music for a while, took a step back. Didn't have the vibe, the feeling, and in December of last year, that's when I was told to stop procrastinating and let people share with people my thoughts, my feelings, my inner self, my inner, you know, ideas and fantasies and stories I had to tell. So that's how it came about. And can't wait, you know. The crowd was actually the one that picked out the song. You know, I sung it, and then everybody gravitated to the song. So, you know, I do this for people like my family and people like you and D Monster and everybody. I appreciate it. So, that's love.
So let me jump in there a little bit. So, I mean, what was it that really, really, because, you know, we try to do things to help other artists, you know what I mean, better their career or whatnot. I mean, what was kind of the things that caused you to make you say, you know what, I really don't want to do music no more? And, you know, I mean, yeah, people might have said stop procrastinating, but what was it that really gave you that fact, that rebirth to get back into music?
I stopped music because I just really wasn't feeling it anymore. Music changed so consistently, and some for the good and some for the worse, you know. And then, you know, people didn't respect the art. You know, I appreciate the art wholeheartedly and love mm-hmm. it. I love what it speaks and how it speaks to you. And every day I would come home and I would, you know, talk to my wife, but I would also talk to friends and complain about what's on the radio. Like, oh my gosh, they should be talking more about this, giving back to the ladies and telling, you know, telling their story. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people nowadays in their music, they're not being honest. You know, they're being part of the glitz and glamour. I got bling, I got cars, I got females and all this, but they're not actually putting themselves out there on the line and just being honest and taking a step back and slowing down a little bit. And that's what's missing. Mm-hmm. That's what was missing in this music. So I talked so much about it, everybody's like, well, stop procrastinating then. Be the change you want to see. So I went in the studio January. I spent 6 months in the studio to do a whole project for everyone. And I took time on everything that I did. And I knew Can't Wait was going to be one of my personal favorite songs. You know, I'm a fan still to this day. I probably listen to my own project more than I listen to the radio now. And that's not being cocky. That's being very humble and me, you know, excited, you know, to share this with you guys. So my goal before the end of the year is to just release the project and, you know, show people like, hey, real R&B still exists. You know, ladies still need to feel beautiful and appreciated and taking time out, you know, making love to and all that. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what is it that, I'm going to give it back to you, Miss Unbelievable, my bad. But, I mean, what kind of made you go down that road in life? I mean, because let's keep it real. Some men out here are not respectful to women at all, and they cool as hell with it. You dig? I mean, was it your upbringing? You know, was it close with your parents, your mom, aunties? I mean, what is it that makes you realize that, you know, somebody has to take care of these ladies out here?
Oh, you know, I was not raised with both parents in my house. You know, I was raised living in two homes growing up. But my parents, even though they disagreed and did not like each other, they agreed on how to raise me. So my mom's side has a whole bunch of women. You know, so I was raised around women. I knew what women talked about, you know. So I kind of got the secret manual to life.
Nah.
But it taught me to be appreciative.
Right.
And then my father, to be respectful. and how to appreciate a woman and so forth. So I appreciated that so much. And growing up, seeing a woman cry, seeing a woman smile, seeing them, you know, complimenting them, what a simple compliment can do, acknowledgement. And that was super major, you know. And both my parents sang, my mom sang in church, my father just sung around the house growing up. I wanted to be a singer so bad, you know. So my mom be sitting there listening to Al Green and D'Angelo and Donnie McClurkin, you know, a lot of gospel albums. And I got into it, and I used to sit in the kitchen and wash dishes and sing with a wooden spoon, like it was my microphone. And I think it wasn't up until, like, high school when people realized that I could sing when I joined the talent show. And I was super nervous because the whole auditorium was filled with people. And I sang my song, and people clapped. And after that day, my whole life changed. Everybody wanted me to be everywhere singing. You know, at that time, it was to get girls' numbers. I can't front, so it worked. Ah! You know?
So I was taking them one of the phone top.
Okay. Pretty much, you know, being outside, you know, singing to them at the school. But as I got older, I, you know, my penmanship, my craft of writing music just elevated. I started to take what I've written down in my journal. You know, I know most guys don't have journals, but I do. And I applied it into my music, you know. But for me, I hear music so differently. You know, I hear a melody, and it's like the melody's talking to me. And so I got to reply back. And so that's how I treated my music. And I took the time, like, wow, you know, especially after Can't Wait, I sat there and listened to the melody, and I'm like, man, so that's what you want to say to me, so let me reply back with something nice. And it came out that perfect, you know, so, I don't know, that, I mean, you know, thinking about this kind of stuff, it takes me way back, like, coming from nothing, singing in the kitchen, to being able to blood stages and be on the radio, you know, especially kicking with you.
Right.
Mr. DJ E. Monster, mad respect and thank you for it.
Right. But, okay, it's my last question, though. You have a back with Unbeliever. I know I said that already. But are you feeling your blessings right now, bro? Because, hey, you are a very talented man. I have to admit, me and my whole team, all the Monsters, when you opened up your mouth that day we met you on that stage, bro, we all looked at each other like, what? What just happened? Where the hell did it come from? Is that him? So, bro, I hope you're feeling your blessings. I'm for real, for real. I don't know if anybody ever said that to you, but I hope you're feeling your blessings, bro.
Oh, I am. I mean, it's a major, major blessing to come back into music a lot older now with a different mindset on life. So it's not about getting girls' numbers, but it's about making people feel what I'm feeling, you know. So that's why, like, every time I go to these shows, people think I rap. I mean, I do, but poetically. But I don't look the appearance. I'm not about the glitz and glamour, the gold chains and all that. I come out there with some sweatpants and a T-shirt. It's not about what you wear. It's what can you bring forth to that stage. And, you know, I knew from the get-go people was going to turn. Everybody sitting in the crowd. Every time I go to a show, everybody sits out in the crowd and turn around and talk and listen. But as soon as I hit that stage, I know my grandmother above me, up in the heavens, is watching me. And she just courses through my body, and then I just let it out. And that's when I know I captured everybody, just for those 3 minutes. Let me just borrow 3 minutes of your time.
Right, right.
I try my blessing every day.
Okay. My turn.
But I just, like I said, I just want to say thank you, Mr. DJ E Monster. Thank you. Thank you for Miss K Rise, Miss Joyce. Thank you so much. And thank you to Trendsetter Music and Ty Dow, my boy, Two Tone. Thank y'all so much. And to my family as well.
Okay. But yeah, you go ahead, Miss Unbeliever. I'm done now. For now. We do got some music to play, y'all. And we do have some people over there that have pressed one. So yeah, we'll go with like two questions. I'll play some music, and then we'll come back and we'll check with the callers.
Okay, if you had a room group of boys R&B singers, what one thing would you tell them that your parents told you to take and make it their own?
That's a good question. I would just say, don't succumb to what everybody's doing. It's okay to be different. I totally respect that, you know. And my grandmother, she taught me a lot of that growing up as well. It's all right to be different, you know. And sing from the heart, the belly will follow. That's what my grandma told me. I never understood that, but you know, take God's talent and apply it. Show them why God gave you that talent.
If you had to sing with someone, who would you love to do a collaboration with?
Like local or like celebrity-wise?
It don't matter. Hey, it don't matter. Where your gift bring you to you?
So, let's see. I got three. I got three outside. I kind of hold it. One of them is a local artist. Phenomenal artist. He goes by the name of Remedy. Very good artist. I love his sound of music. Appreciate it. Number two, I would have to say Anthony Hamilton. Love his music.
Ooh.
Yeah. He's deep. And I appreciate that. And who else? Ooh, see, it's a fight now between two people. It would either be Drew Hill, the old Drew Hill when it came out, or D'Angelo.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So I got four. I got four people, but yeah, definitely. I don't think there's anybody today that I'm like, oh my gosh, they're amazing on the radio. I mean, they're good, but they all said the same thing. So I'm like, okay, whatever. I don't discredit them. I just like, all right, I'm going to stay over here. So that's a good choice. That's a good question.
Okay.
I like that.
Well, Miss Unbelievable wants to know.
All right, so we're going to slap on one of your tracks, bro. Matter of fact, I think, actually, I'll give you a choice. Which one you think we should play? We got, what is it, Nightmare featuring Derek Branch, and we also have Closer. Which one would you like us to play?
Ooh. You know what? I would personally say Closer.
Okay, there we go. So, all right, give us a good monstrous introduction to your track Closer right here for the people on Monsters Radio Live.
What up? It's your boy Just Will, the R&B favorite kid around the way. We are now kicking it with Monsters Radio, and I'm going to introduce to you my song titled Closer.
This is my shit right here, though. Oh, my mic fell on. My bad.
Coincidence, we ain't spoke a word since I last confrontation. Been about a minute, hold up, it's not a gimmick. I want the conversation, yeah. I wanna know how you been. I heard some things from your friends. Got two kids now, I'm so proud of you. Can I talk to you? I know you're not in that mood. I wanna get closer and closer again. I wanna go way back to the day where we were friends. You were the first.
first, not the second, I'm alive. You're the future that presently taking my heart in the past. Wanna get closer, closer. Somehow you got control on me. If you think that I'm joking, yeah. Think that I'm smoking, we closer again. I wanna go way back to the day when we were friends. You were the first, not the second, I'm alive. You're the future that presently taking my heart in the past. Wanna get closer, closer.
Listening to your music.
thank you. 630. My little home area. That's what's up.
Hey, man, I'm calling in. I want to say thanks to Will. He brought me, two of the guys I work with, Green Dollar, brought us to Minneapolis for a fucking show a week ago. I want to say this is a real one. This man is a real one. And he got the vision. And my question is... My question is, man, what are your future plans, like next 3 months or by the end of the year?
Well, thank you. Shout out to Kingness and Boogie the Bear. What's up, man, DJ? The next 3 months, well, hopefully between September and October, the project is going to drop. My self-titled project, Just Will. And then between now and the end of the year, my goal is to actually, and it's so local, people laugh at this, to perform in two places, you know. I thought about this okay. all the way back home in Chicago. It's to perform at the Caboose in First Avenue, First Ave. That's it to me. That's major for me. You know, I'm simple. So, you know, that's pretty much it. So if anybody wants me out that way, let me know. I'm always out.
What was that contest you were talking about? You were talking about trying to host people on a track, or
I do have that? A contest. Yep, the contest is called the Four Horsemen Project, which is going to be nice. It's a one track once a year. Pretty much everybody. I just picked out my already the three winners, which is Kelly Breeze, Ace the Animal, and my homeboy Poncho. They won the contest. But pretty much I pick the track out. They bring me their best bars. So I pick out the local rappers, literally what a lot of people don't do. I'm looking under the rock. I'm asking people, yo, bring me your best people. So this year, those are the three lucky winners. Next year, they will be the judge. Where's that? We get to go in the studio, record, drop the hottest bars, and then get a video going for it. So it's called the Four Horsemen Project. It's brand new, but you will hear it. It's going to be on my project, and you're going to hear it soon. It's actually going to drop in a few weeks, actually. So you get to hear these three amazing artists that I'm a fan of personally.
Yeah, that's why I say, like, you got the vision, because you're in touch with the local scene, and I kept hearing all the people you shouted out just that weekend we were there, and people you were in touch with, trying to connect with, trying to put on, and that's what I appreciate, man. Like, you really have an ear to the ground.
Oh, no, thank you. That's what a lot of us should be doing, is reaching back and being appreciative. What happens is, people get in the limelight, they get a little bit of light shed on, then they move forward and act like they don't know the people that helped them get that up to
that
platform. So, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate you.
Anytime.
Shoot, I'm still going.
I guess we still have. Hello, how you doing? We got real quiet in here. Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Is anybody on?
Hello?
I must say, this is the weirdest dead air that is on the radio, but this is live and it happened. So, who's on? Say your name.
Hello? Is it me, my own?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's Two-Tone. What's going down?
So, Two-Tone, what's good? I didn't say the music. What's poppin'?
Yeah, I tuned in. Just gonna call in and support. Gotta show love.
Oh, much love. I mean, for those that don't know this man, Two-Tone is just one humble cat. I mean, he's a great friend, a great music partner to work with, father, a dope musician, you know, so it's dope to hear him on the phone.
It's definitely vice versa. Definitely one of the best I know in Minnesota as far as rapping and singing. Definitely
just
a pleasure to have you on the team.
What is your question? Did you need me to autograph anything for you, Two-Tone?
Yeah, the question is, when is that Jess Will featuring Two-Tone coming?
That is actually coming soon, actually. Very, very soon. Winter time is coming, but we still going to heat things up. We got a couple tracks that's going to be coming out. Some rap, some R&B. And a lot of people don't know that I do rap, so you guys get to experience that part too as well. So, Mr. Two-Tone, all you have to do is talk to my manager, Usher, and he'll get the paperwork signed off. Get to go for you, sir.
I got you. Well, yeah, I was just calling in to show love. I just got off work, so about to do my family thing, but, you know, always got to tune in and support the home team. So shout out to you. Keep doing what you're doing. It's motivation, music-wise and family-wise. You know, we talk outside of music, as far as life and kids and all that other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, I definitely appreciate it. We're going to keep going from here.
Always. Ain't no way but to the top.
So I like to talk. My bad, y'all. My phone was on mute. I'm over here talking. I'm like, y'all don't hear me? For real, for real? Y'all just don't talk about me. Okay, my bad. So, all right, Two-Tone, man, I mean, come on, man. You got to give us some background noise. I mean, Just Will got, like, an assy elbow he can't get rid of or something. I mean, man, give us some type of some background stuff everybody don't know. I mean, he got knock knees or something. I don't know.
I mean, ain't nothing negative. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I met him at the Caboose, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I met him at the Caboose. He came up to me after I got off stage. And said, if you ever need a singer, hit me up. And then I do shows all the time. I done did so. I'm like, all right, yeah, I'll hit you up. I hear this all the time. So then I actually hit him up, came Facebook friends, and then I started listening. And I'm like, oh, this is some whole. So I say he told me he was a singer. So I'm like, okay, he's going to sing.
Right.
Well, I'll hear what it is. And then I heard him rap. And it just some of the best stuff I ever heard. So I'm like, I definitely got to get him on the same label as me. And we just went from there.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I didn't catch you enough to be like, hey, bro, come to the label. That's what's up.
Yeah, definitely. He's definitely one of the best that I've heard.
Nomads. And see me rock the stage of Nomads.
Like, then we hopped on stage and made it official. Me and Tadab. So.
Okay.
But I mean, if you're trying to get some dirt on me, the only thing I can say is me and Erykah Badu, we probably got like a child out there somewhere in the world. You know, I'm not, you heard it here first from me. Me and Erykah Badu, you heard it here first on the radio. So if Erykah's out there listening, hello.
Hey,
you guys got a rough job in his mind.
Did he say, get a hold of my manager, Usher? I
could have
sworn that's what he
said.
Right.
Let it burn.
Okay,
he
got
to let it burn, man.
Right. You know what? Yeah, never mind. About the Usher, never mind. Yeah, I had to fire him.
Only on live radio, I tell you, boy. Only on live radio. Oh, wait. No limit. So all right, bro. So all right, Two-Tone. You know, hey, thanks for calling in, showing some love and stuff like that. You gotta keep us informed on what's going on with him and the label. You did?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's definitely coming. Like I said, we waiting on his project now. Mine's came out on January, so a couple other artists got their stuff coming out after his. So we focused on him right now and making sure he got all the promotion and pushing that he need, and just gonna go from there.
Right. Okay. Well, now, I know he in good hands. I know about trendsetters. Y'all been around for a minute. Y'all been doing big things. So, you know, it's always good to see an artist with a good foundation, because sometimes that's where artists fail. They don't have a good foundation. The people around them really may not be able to produce what needs to be done. So, so yeah. I know he's in good hands over there with you guys. So,
definitely. Like I said, it's deeper than music, too. So it's.
If it wasn't for the three main people, which is Two-Tone, Tidal, and my homegirl, my Ray and Miss K Rod, if it wasn't for them, I'd probably still be shopping myself around to people like, yo, what's up? Y'all ain't gonna hit me out yet? Y'all ain't gonna hit my music? Check me out. I'm good.
Right. Well, all right, thanks, Two-Tone. We're going to check in with another caller, and then we still got another one of Jeff Will's songs to play. I'm going to play this Nightmare with him and Derek Branch. If I'm not mistaken, didn't you perform that last week, bro?
Yes, I did do Nightmare. Nightmare's a different, it's like, you know, on the tape, side A and side B. So But it's real stuff, though. And it's dope. People gravitate towards it, and I didn't think they would.
Right. All right, well, hold on. Let's check in with another caller right quick. While we still got my mic on, my bad, Miss Unbelievable. I'm like, why are you talking about dead air? 612-601, who we got on the air? Hello.
Yeah. Creeping all right in on y'all right now. I creep right on in here. You don't know. Special guest host right now.
I'm saying, who is this?
How we doing tonight on Eat Monster Radio Station?
Well, you know,
it's good, man. It's live
with Just Will.
Oh, what's going down, Just Will? We live here right now in this studios, you know, Mainline, and the Birth of King production is going on. You know, we now at the Zoo Lounge, you know, tomorrow night. So, you know, it's the opening night for, you know, VIP award show, Set My City on Fire, you know, down at the Zoo. I know everybody been hearing about it. I'm not finna promote another radio station on the radio station. I ain't going to do it. Don't let me say it. But I got some radio hosts from different radio stations.
Bruh, hold on. This is an interview. This ain't no plug time. This ain't Takeover Tuesday.
Oh,
we're interviewing.
Oh, it's not Tuesday.
Right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't quite... you know.
Do you have a question for Just Will? A question for Just Will, our interviewee. You got a question?
Just Will, can are you gonna come down to my event Wednesday, Just Will?
Oh, when is it?
Tomorrow down at the Zoo. Bring an entourage. I'll give you VIP just for you and plus one.
I'll see what's up. I don't see why not. I like being in places. The nightlife is nice and breezy.
Yeah, we down at the Zoo tomorrow night, sir. Tomorrow night.
Okay,
you know,
yeah,
you know where Zoo's at?
Facebook. No, but if you hit my Twitter or you can let me know, drop the info. I don't see why not.
I definitely do. It should be on eMonster Radio Facebook page. It definitely should be there.
Okay, I'll be looking.
Yeah,
on
I'll to see you.
Be right up on them. All right, thank you. You know, you're going to have DJ E-Monster jump your bones, be promoting your stuff.
Definitely E-Monster's in the house. E-Monster doing TV and radio interviews is down there. You got to come down there and do your TV and radio. And I'll even shoot a music video for you. How about that? A digital 4K music video for you. Yeah, I'll do that for you.
All right, we'll see We got to talk business, but I'm sure nothing in life is ever free. I know my parents taught me that too.
How about this? Just bring your crowd with you, and they gonna pray at the door. You got you all set up.
All right. I'll get your info and we'll talk.
Definitely. What's up on E-Monster Radio tonight?
All right, y'all heard it here first.
Yeah, I get it to you.
E-Monster Radio. We're going to be popping bottles. We're going to be eating some good food, listening to some good music. DJ E-Monster is going to be at your door, like right after this interview.
He's
going to be like, bro.
Only on live radio.
We live, y'all.
Oh, yeah, as y'all can see, we don't script this. Hey, I love King, though. Hey. You heard how he said, fine, it ain't Tuesday. It's fine. I can't promote, it ain't Tuesday. So, Just Will, you're coming to the event. Oh, boy, I say.
But bring your entourage and just get one.
I'm just going to look at everybody and say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, y'all all got to pay. I'm so sorry. They don't sell food stamps here.
But just what? You just will. You got to look at your entourage. That's where you got to look at your entourage and says, you got to pay, you got to pay, you got to pay, but you free. Yes, why? Just saying.
Oh, no, no, my entourage is going to understand what I'm sitting there saying. Duck, 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 goose.
Oh, no,
hold on. I'm going to take it old school. I'm going to be like, tag you it.
Hold on, man. I totally lost this interview. Hold on, Liveburn. We're going to play that song, Just Will. We're going to play the song Nightmare. This is Derek Burns. We're going to get it back. Just Will, y'all. Watch this radio live.
Look in the eyes.
Oh, my God.
Look in the eyes. Look at me, look at me, look in the eyes, tell me what do you see, do you see, do you see pain in need of company, company, when you look at my soul. I look in the eyes of a mother devil that is born on a whole new level, introduced to the game as a rebel, cause you see 1996, read between the lines and see what you are missing, pay close attention, the third eye is blind to the lies that arise in all our visions. I can not breathe, it's consuming me. Someone save me, it's controlling me.
Someone save me from myself. I'm in hell.
Look into the eyes for the for the heart, built for winter's cold nightmare. Welcome to my nightmare. Suicidal thoughts, scarred memories. The misery awaits for my company. Nightmare. Welcome to my nightmare.
Look in the mirror, see a different me. Don't touch the bottle, I could fix it with a little green. I'm feeling blue inside, I think I lose my mind. So full of colors, you could see the red up in my eyes. But I'm alright, but I'm alright. You talk to me, I feel a tingle in your spine. Down in your spine, and then you leave and you go high. And you go high, now who the fuck is on my side? I'm cutting ties.
I can not breathe, it's consuming me.
You don't wanna be me, ay, ay. You don't wanna be me, ay, ay.
Someone save me, it's controlling me.
You don't wanna be me.
Someone save me from myself.
Nightmare. Welcome to my nightmare. Suicidal thoughts, scarred memories. The misery awaits for my company. Nightmare.
I'm just gonna stop the track right there. You wanna hear more of that track? Hey, Just Will, tell them how to get a hold of you, bro.
Yo, the best place to find me, you can catch me on SoundCloud.com/JustWill1987. You can catch me on Twitter, JustWill1987. If you want to check out the video to my single, Nightmare, catch me on YouTube. Just type in Just Will, Nightmare. Holla at me.
Okay, there it is. So, all right, bro. So, I mean, what other show dates you got coming up?
August 10th, I got a show at the Vikings Bar, actually. Somebody hit me up on Facebook and asked if I can come out and perform a few songs at the Vikings Bar. So August 10th, if y'all got time, come out. It's at 9 p.m. Pretty excited. And that's it so far that I know of. But if you are following me on Twitter, Instagram, my Facebook, or my Snapchat, which is also Just For 1987, I'm always letting people know where I'm at. Always.
Okay. A matter of fact, bro, seriously, if you do make it down to Azul tomorrow, I might have a show date for you. It will be August 12th, though. But I might have a show date for you. So you make it down there tomorrow. Let's chop it up. And let's talk about another show date. You dig? Because, yeah,
okay,
bro, you definitely need all you need, bro, for real. For me, from my experience, all you need is exposure. That's it. You ready. You ready. You got trendsetters with you. Your music's prime. You're very professional. You're ready. All you need is that exposure.
Thank you.
We're going to do what we can. E-Monster and the Monsters, Monsters Radio Live, Monsters Radio Network. We're going to do what we can do. And my music club.
Thank you.
So,
thank you guys for having me out tonight.
Okay, that's what's up. So I'll let see if Miss Unbelievable, she's got any last questions, and then we'll go ahead and wrap up the show and do our shout out.
Okay.
One last question. Who's your biggest inspiration?
My biggest inspiration? Of course, myself. No, I'm playing with you. That was getting so cocky. I look at myself in the mirror every day and said, you are the business. No, I'm playing.
You got to. But who's your biggest inspiration? You don't do it, no one will.
Inspiration. My biggest inspiration, of course, is my wife, my kids. Cause my wife and kids, they sing my music more than I. Actually, I think my kids know my music more, like the lyrics, more than I do sometimes. So they keep me on my toes. My close friends, like my boy Jose, my boy Two Tone, you know, just I keep my circle small. So, you know, and most importantly, my biggest inspiration is everyone that supports me. So anybody that talks to me, all my fans, I talk to them. I talk to every single one. I at least try to say hello. How you doing? How's your day? If they say something to me, I try to talk to them back. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Well, your music is very touching.
Thank you.
Sorry. Go ahead. Unbelievable.
I'm done. I just wanted to let him know his music is very touching, and I'll be happy to, you know, can't wait to promote it, can't wait to hear it, can't wait to do all I can as a Monster to get it out there.
Hey, well,
right,
thank
right.
you. Thank you. Greatly appreciate it. It's a long, long time coming, you know, because, you know, a lot of us, my grandmother said before she passed, the most known is yet the most unknown, and I take that to heart. Like, there's a lot of real talent, especially here in Minnesota. Like, oh, my God. And everybody's just around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
They're shopping in your stores. They're, you know, painting your crib. They're washing their cars. Everybody's here, you know. So I take that to heart. I appreciate everyone and love everybody. And I will always remain humble.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So any reality shows in the future?
Girl,
you know what?
Huh?
Any reality shows. If you go on Snapchat, I just will 1987. I'm gonna introduce a guy named Jacob, and it's just like short clips. So it's gonna be like some humor. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not all music. I'm all about having a good time. And then there's gonna be some videos on YouTube starting to be posted. So you're gonna see a lot more of me everywhere. And Jacob.
Oh, snap.
Definitely Jacob.
Oh, snap. Okay. Okay. We definitely going to be blasting through Monsters Radio on the Monsters. Get it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right. So, I guess as we wrap it up, all right, any shout-outs?
Yes, this is what I've been waiting for. I have 4 pages of shout-outs. So, you guys might just want to put your phones on mute and everything. Shout out to my wonderful wife, my two loving boys. Shout out to, like I said, Two Tone. Shout out to my homegirl, who's like my right hand person, my go to person, also in the music as well, Miss K Rod. Shout out to my best friend, Jose, Poncho, Kelly Breeze. Boogie, Chemist, my parents, definitely my parents, you know. They taught me so much growing up. Shout out to, I know God don't want me to say shout out to him, but thank you. Without him, there would be no me. So much love to him. Shout out to you, radio host of the evening, both of y'all. You guys are simply amazing. I greatly appreciate it. And I love everyone. I love my fans, family, and friends. Oh, and shout out also to Erykah Badu. Again, I see you on court. And Cardi B. And I'm just going to start throwing rumors out because maybe, like, they'll get, like, famous. And then somebody be like, hey, that guy that was with Erykah Badu. I'll be like, yes, that was me. Our son is named Tyrone.
Tyrone. Oh, my goodness. Tyrone. Oh, oh.
Oh, snap.
Okay.
Oh. She wrote that song.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, because he ran away. Mm-hmm. And so she said, somebody better call on Tyrone. Like, reach out to him and let him know that we miss him. So, let y'all know.
Just wait.
Tyrone, I'm going to need you to come on home. I'm going to need Tyrone to come on home.
Oh, yeah. So, hey, but I'm thinking, hey, thinking time, with me time. Tonight. What's up?
No, I said, go ahead. Tell them how to connect with you one more time. I want them to wake up tomorrow.
Oh,
Just Will on Twitter is, or Instagram.
Oh, easy. It's super easy. If you got Instagram, you can Just Will 1987. So JustWill 1987. You can do the same thing with Twitter. You can catch me on Facebook. Just type in Just Will and I pop up. Please like, subscribe. Snapchat, you can catch me there as well, JustWill1987. I don't really, like, send people personal snaps because I guess that's annoying when you send them a personal snap and it's the same one that's in a story. So I just normally upload to my story. YouTube, show some love, you know, but I'm everywhere. If you see me in the street, holler at the player when you see me on the street. Ah! You know, say hello.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, all right, I do want to say there's one person in the shout out you gave. I'm glad they did not call. Not that we don't get along. That's my road dog, K-Rod. But you know how you got that friend that just don't respect you? Yeah, that's K-Rod. She just don't respect me, dog. She always calling me old. So I know when she listens to this archive, she laughing right now. Stop laughing, dog. Ain't nothing funny. Stop laughing. Ain't nothing funny. So, yeah, that's my homie, though. But she don't respect me. If you watch my page, anytime she say something, you know what I'm talking about. Watch. She probably going to disrespect me in the morning. So, definitely thanks for doing this with us. Definitely much anticipated. You're more than always welcome to come back. Tune in with us. Just let me know when you're on through Facebook or something like that, and I'll definitely make sure you get on and, you know what I mean, get to talking with the rest of the people here with us. And hopefully, you know, I see you with King tomorrow night at a zoo.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. And if you guys ever need, like, another third host, like a third Will, since my name is Just Will, oh, man, oh, my gosh, I'm funny. Anyways, if you need a third host, I can be that third host.
Just Will, you are welcome anytime to come on the show, anytime. Come on the radio, anytime. We can just have a blast. Make sure you listen to yourself on the archives as well. Tell the ones who tuned in, check out your archive interview. And, you know, you think you silly? Oh, we can have a ball. It's on and popping. Let's go.
It's on and popping like popcorns and chitlin rings.
Like popcorn. Pop it.
Okay. I was twerking for a second. Let me stop.
Hey. Bring it to the floor. Bring it on back.
No, I can't do it to the floor. My knee.
You can't do it to the floor.
Well.
Your knee. Are you old?
I can't bring it to the floor.
You old? Well,
to
just
let
Will.
Everybody know.
Just Will. 1987.
No,
is that your birthday?
No. Yeah. Oh, and speaking of birthdays, shout out to all the Pisces out there.
Oh, Leah Jesus. Here. Y'all crazy as a gibbet.
We ain't crazy.
Not a passion. Yes, how is.
I just hit my milestone this year. I hit the dirty 30. Woo, woo.
Oh, you a baby. Oh, woo, woo. Wipe your mouth.
I knew we smelled Similac when you called in.
Similac.
Oh, I know what you're talking. Isn't that sensitive time? I know what you're talking. I know it's past your bedtime. Y'all, okay, for Christmas, I'm going to get you an apple sauce. I'm going to buy you an apple sauce. It depends. Depends in applesauce.
It depends on what kind you get me, if I'll eat it. It depends on what kind
look,
you get me.
I can tell. Y'all two going to keep going. So, hey, look. Definitely come out tomorrow, bro. We gonna talk. Like, seriously, we going to talk tomorrow night. So, it's unbelievable. Well, I just will go ahead and let King do some. King, you got, you want to go ahead and drop your promo? The interview's over, so go ahead. You want to drop, tell people how to, what's going on tomorrow at Azul, real quick before we get up out of here?
Dang, I thought it was Takeover Tuesday. I didn't bust in the scene and messed up some shit. Y'all interviewing the, you know, premier superstar here. And, you know, I apologize to the superstar for coming and taking in over on your interview. And I really do. I'm hoping you come on out so I can, you know, do you a digital 4K video, you know, and you get your music video going.
Yeah,
there.
It's cool. I think we need some Chardonnay, some champagne, and apple juice too on top of that. I like apple juice.
Now,
okay, is there something wrong? Pimps can't like apple juice.
Oh my God! My generosity is having problems up.
I want apple juice on the rocks, okay, with two olives in it. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hey, why is she laughing? She's not just like my grandma. Like she got that cackle back laugh.
Oh, I gotta put on music. Oh, I can't.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the dress code down there? Because if I pop up, you know, I can't afford Gucci. I'd probably shop at Target. What's the dress code?
Wow. So, I mean, you can stay professionally presentable with your, you know, your gym shoes and your jeans. I'm fine with that. You know, just don't come through the door with your ass showing. I'm happy about that. I mean, that's respectable. I'm saying dress to impress. But
okay.
Make sure you bring all
you sure? I got some skinny jeans.
Yeah, bring all the holes with you. Bring all the holes. I'm just saying.
The only holes
I
got is my drawers and my shirt.
See, I didn't say the holes. Yeah, you know, in your side.
I'm going to tell my sister you called her a hole. I'll be like, well, here's one of my holes, I guess.
Oh,
I think my mother's on her way.
Yes, Will.
I'm hoping you're keeping the women at home. I mean, we fuck. This thing will be on fire.
I'm gonna put it on Twitter tonight. Will all the hoes come to the party, please?
That's what you mean. Keep it 100.
Oh my gosh.
This is how we gonna do it. Don't do it like this. We ain't gonna look. Hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, wherever you can find me. You did. I will get you the flyer. Text me. Do what you gotta do. I'll get you the flyer and all the information to Azul tomorrow. I will be there, so make sure you guys come out. Bring your cameras. Empty your little phone, so you ain't gotta say, "Oh, my phone, bro. I ain't got no space." Empty that motherfucker. It's gonna be a good night. Come down, kick it. We're going to do what it do at Azul. It's downtown Minneapolis, right a little bit of going north from Twinsville. You dig? So it's a nice area, great spot to party at, and we're going to get it in. It's a beautiful club. So make sure y'all come out. Hit me up wherever you want, or hit me or the Monstars up, and we'll get you all the information that you need to get it in. So, all right, y'all know how we do it. Well, actually, I got Unbelievable do her shout-outs, and then we'll go ahead and get up out of here. So what you got for us, Miss Unbelievable? Yeah, come on, girl. Come on, go ahead. Shout me out. You know you want to shout me out. Yes, Will. I know.
I do. Ooh, 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 ooh. I'm going to give a shout out. Mm-hmm. to Jess Will, 187.
Yep.
Yeah, he's doing his thing, y'all. Give a shout out to Monsters Radio, Miss Unbelievable, Mr. E Monster, Mr. King over there, everybody who's doing their thing. Wanna give a shout out to y'all. Keep it going, keep doing you, keep it moving, get those monies, that papers, and stay the kings that you guys are, because us queens got your back. Dropping the mic.
That's what it is. Even though you just called him up.
Huh?
I don't know what he said. Say it again.
Who said?
I said, hola, ¿cómo estás? What's real taco, though? But.
See, Papi, see. Go ahead. E, it's all you. Pass
okay.
The mic.
Whatever y'all said. Okay, cool. Even though you called him a foundy thug, you said just Will 187. It's 1987. It is what it is. Probation officer be calling you early in the morning. You know how I do it. Shout out to everybody that liked, listened, and called in. Definitely big shout out to just Will. Big shout out to King. It's unbelievable. All the callers that called in and supported Will. Don't forget, you can also listen to yourself tomorrow or right after the show goes off, because the archives are available 24/7, 365. Either go to monsterusradio.com, go to the show links, or go to blogtalkradio.com/monsterusradio, and you can find the link and listen to it 24/7. Share it with your friends, your family, and all those other things. You can even listen to them while you play card games. Get it? So, all right, I'm going to way up out of here. Like I said, you know, it's Wednesday night in the Twin Cities. It's a really good summer. It's lit everywhere, every night. It's popping somewhere. So if you go out tonight, don't drink and drive. Not because I'm trying to look too big of music. Not because I'm trying to be in your business. I need your ass for a race tomorrow. You dig? So, all right, Monsters Radio, we up out of here. Live radio will rock.